because it's my daughter's prom tonight. She's Charlotte. She's 16. She's just done her GCSEs. Prom night tonight. Big build up to the prom with the dress coming and the hair rehearsal and having
to find the
right jewellery to wear. And, you know, she wants some tanning done.
Nails.
And, nails were done last night. And then, you know, above all of that, the bombshell came on Tuesday night while we sat down having tea, was that after the prom, she wanted to know if she could stay at her boyfriend's house.
Dun, dun, dun!
Awkward moment. So, I mean, you know, what was I supposed to do in that situation? You came to the rescue yesterday.
One way to put your mind at rest is phone her parents. His parents. and just say, are you actually going to be there? You know, because she could be saying, oh, they're going to be there. His parents are there. And, they might not be. They might be going out for the night.
Right. Yeah, the old checkaroo. I like it.
That's just a gentle, oh, are you sure it's all right if my daughter stays at your house?
Yeah.
And you're going to be there, you know, so nothing's going to happen. Just make you... It'll just put your mind at rest.
Nice one. Good. Good advice, Ian. Thank you. Hello there. Free radio.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
You're in a bit of a dilemma, aren't you?
Oh, no. What do I do?
The answer's no.
Is it?
She's not old enough.
No?
They're both 16.
I don't care. She's not old enough.
Right.
16, she's not old enough.
So what age is it okay?
18.
18, right, I'll write that down in my parent notebook.
18 is okay. She's old enough to do a lot of things then.
But she did say that he's going to sleep on the settee and she's going to sleep in a different bed.
Yeah, I've been there with my kids. I know what the tricks are.
Oh, no, don't, because I don't need this kind of scaremongering.
Yeah, you can trust her,
yeah.
But she's not old enough. Simple as. But what happens? They end up getting pregnant, don't they?
Oh, don't!
Oh!
I'm not ready for that. Whoa!
No,
she can't go to the prom.
No.
That's
the
it. It's off.
No!
No.
See, I'm going to put a lock on her bedroom door.
You can't do that.
Thank you for your call, Jane. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Cheers,
I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you, Jane.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye for now. Can't believe Jane came in with a big P-bomb yesterday. Whoa! Hey, let's not have that kind of talk. A bit out of the loop, actually, as to what is happening, because Charlotte and Lisa were out pretty much most of yesterday getting some more last-minute things for the prom, and last night they both went out and had their nails done, so I hardly... And plus, I was weak from my diet, so I had to go to sleep in the afternoon. So I'm not quite sure where... I think the latest is she's going to come home on her own.